Pastor T. Jefferson Rogers, my New Bethlehem family, and yet I am Sister Jerry Mims, speaking on Fruitful Talk from the Pew on Meekness from the book of Galatians, the 5th chapter, 23rd verse. God has given us many gifts, but this gift is a fruit of the Spirit. We have Christians in our daily lives. The world defines meekness as humble, quietness, modesty, and timidity, and submissiveness. In today's society, people misunderstand the attitude of meekness and of gentleness. They so often are angry or overreact on situations in life. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 3rd chapter, 2nd verse, "This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy." Man must be born again to be transformed by the Word of God. Meekness is a fruit of the Holy Spirit, one of the attributes of a born-again person living in accord with the Holy Spirit. The spiritual definition of meekness and the strong concordance of the Bible is also humble, mildness of disposition, and gentleness of spirit. Gentleness or meekness is the opposite to self-assertiveness and self-interest. Why did God give the believers this gift, meekness? First, we as Christians are to be meek in our relationship with God. So we must stay attached to the true vine, Jesus Christ. John 15 chapter, verses 1 through 6. Second, God wants us to develop virtue. Third, God wants the believer to bear spiritual fruit. What is the purpose of this fruit, meekness? The purpose is to learn to show agape love towards people. Learn to forgive one another. Learn to be compassionate and not let the flesh oppose the work of the Holy Spirit and lead us, believers, towards sinful behavior. Colossians, the 3rd chapter, verses 12 to 13. "Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye." How can we use this fruit? We got to put it in action. For meekness refers to attitude, one's whole state of mind as well as action. Meekness is not weakness, for godly meekness requires strength. Galatians 6 chapter, verse 1. "Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted." We are to totally rely on Him instead of our own strength to defend ourselves. It stems from trusting God's goodness and control over the situation. The meek or gentle person is not occupied with self at all. This is the work of the Holy Spirit in the believers, not of our human will. A person that shows meekness receives a blessing from the Lord. Matthew the 5th chapter, verse 5. "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." We must hide God's word in our heart. For Proverbs the 15th chapter and the 1st verse says, "A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger." Jesus is our example. Matthew 11th chapter, 29th verse. "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." Thank you.